There you are. So now, before we get into politics, I believe you have we have more information. You had a story today about the Christmas Day shooting that took place in Grapevine.
Yes.
Do we know the ethnic background of this person? Because it's an interesting name.
It sounds Indian.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does, I guess. I was just looking at the spelling of it and didn't know what the background was.
Because I know Aziz is, Aziz is obviously Middle Eastern. I mean, there are people that are from outside of India that have had the name Aziz. But
yeah. Interesting. Because, see, one of the people killed was named Muhammad Hossein Zeri.
Right, and I'd seen that too, which obviously sounds very, you know, Muslim.
Yeah. So, but then again, the whole idea of dressing up in Santa Claus suits.
Yeah,
stuff.
What I've seen is that this was apparently a pretty westernized family.
Okay.
Which is not uncommon.
Yeah.
So.
Well, because there hasn't been much discussion about it at all.
No.
About what the background, the ethnicity was, or any of that. And so just wondering. Just thinking out loud about that. So, let's see. Latest Gallup poll. Yeah, Mitt Romney. Yeah. Ron Paul's third at 11%. Mitt's first. Nudie Poo is second. How about that Michelle Bachmann? Michelle's having a tough week.
Yeah, a little went over to the other side, her Iowa campaign manager. Huh?
Well, like hours after he said he was hanging around.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Decided not to, moved on.
But they've got a sort of a he said, she said type of deal going here. Because, you know, she's saying that he told her that he got a lot of money to switch.
Yeah.
And he's saying that such a conversation never happened and he got no money.
Then there was the pro-Bachmann super PAC that switched allegiances. They went over to Mitt Romney's camp. And then there was the South Carolina endorsement that her campaign bragged about. Turned out to be a progressive Democrat who had said that if Michelle Bachmann is nominated, that will assure an election for Barack Obama again. So, ooh, they didn't mean to say that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean it.
You know, this Iowa thing is coming out pretty good for the Mitster, you know, for a guy that didn't spend much time or money there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could wind up, you know, winning the thing or finishing second.
Yeah, and just kind of passing over. Well, again, as they say, he just kind of flew over and sprinkled money on it.
Right, and Santorum could finish third, according to the polls, so.
Now, there was a Gallup poll that had some interesting information in it. Those polled, and again, we don't know exactly what the sample was, but those polled by Gallup perceive John Huntsman, Mitt Romney, and Ron Paul as closest to their own political leanings. Gallup determined that standing using a five-point system, that basically those candidates are pretty close to your average U.S. American who's at a 3.3, which is kind of center, but leaning to the right. That's what your average U.S. American is. And that Huntsman, Romney, and Paul are closest to that. Romney's in at a 3.5. So, don't know. We'll see. And, you know, have you heard the idea that it's going to cost $1 billion for the Obama war chest to roll through for reelection? Yesterday, Jim Messina, who is the campaign chairman, called that BS. I mean, he used the word.
Oh, okay. He didn't abbreviate.
No, he didn't. He said, we don't take PAC money unlike our opponents. We fund this campaign in contributions of $3 or $5 or whatever you can do to help us expand the map and put more people on the ground to build grassroots. Well, if you look at Beltway Confidential yesterday, they were talking about those grassroots things that they do. For instance, the $35,800 that he got from one guy over the last 4 years. Yeah, that's a lot of $5 and $3 contributions, I would say.
Yeah.
It's a guy who's and then there's another lady who is a lobbyist in other states but not registered in Washington. Well, she's given another $35,000 to the Obama campaign. But again, she's not a registered lobbyist, so
well, then that doesn't count.
That's right. They're not accepting money from them. Remember that bundler thing we learned about? That's how they get a bunch of people together to get a bunch of money. And they're the ones who get to be up close and personal with the press and get their picture taken. Oh, Nancy Pelosi's daughter shot her mouth off. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Do we know Christine Pelosi? Do we know who she is? She's a TV producer. Well, apparently she was talking to Andrew Breitbart. Breitbart has a website, I think, called Big Government. She said, quote, she, would retire right now, talking Nancy, if donors she has didn't want her to stay so badly. They know she wants to leave, though. They think she's destined for the wilderness. She has very few days left. She's 71. She wants to have a life. She's done. It's obligation. That's all I'm saying, end quote.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah, well, then Mama got her cell phone number.
Uh-oh.
Because, yeah, she backtracked later on, okay? Here's the quote. Get your facts straight. I said she is destined for greatness, not wilderness, because they sound a lot alike.
Identical.
Yeah. I've never talked to Nancy about any of this. So there you go.
And this was how was she connected to Pelosi?
Well, she is her daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she referred to her mom by her first name?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they sound so close.
Well, again, it's so that you can get her name out there, I guess, during the quote. That's like Bob Dole. Bob Dole believed this and Bob Dole believed that. And not I believe this. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, apparently, any thoughts that Nancy was ready to retire are really, really premature. Because, again,
the rumors of my death are greatly exaggerated.
She's staying in a $10,000 a night hotel lean to in Hawaii right now.
Hawaii?
Yeah. 10,000. That's as much as Mitt Romney was going to bet Rick Perry.
Yeah, that's right.
You talk about being part of the gentry. They got mad at Mitt Romney, saying he was an elitist because he was willing to just kind of bet that. She is definitely spending that every night in her hotel room in Hawaii.
She may be spending it in her hotel.
Could
room.
Be that. Yeah, so. Maybe she's.
I bet
not
that
mini bar
is not cheap.
That's true. Department of Homeland Security expanding its If You See Something, Say Something. I mean, they're looking at places to get the word out, right? If you see something, say something, because it is important. And so, if you see something, say something, the campaign is coming to the National Hockey League.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, see, I know. You all had the same reaction.
Yeah.
Boy, they've got it all covered now.
Yeah.
Homeland Security,
I feel safer already.
Secretary Jenna Napolitano made that announcement on the blog, saying on Monday the Philadelphia Flyers will face off against the New York Rangers in the NHL Winter Classic in one of the most watched games of the season. I know you guys are making your plans.
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah, that'll be Monday because you won't have anything else to do. So,
are you ready for some hockey?
You know it. Fans at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia will see If You See Something, Say Something messages and graphics before and during the game.
Wait, they're going to play it outdoors?
Yeah, apparently so. That's why it's the Winter Classic. Safety messaging will be printed on the back of the NHL Winter Classic credentials for staff, players, and volunteers. There also will be a If You See Something, Say Something advertisement throughout Philadelphia at the airports and gas stations and bus and train stations.
Well, In all joking aside, at a much lower scale or much lower level, I should say, this is very common at sporting events. I noticed, and I can't remember, of course, now where it was, but I think it was at a professional football game. I saw this in the background on one of the ribbon boards. They do the exact same thing that we announce at Texas A&M University, that if you have a problem in the stands, you can anonymously report it by sending a text message to a number, and then it's Ag Assist to this number, and then followed by whatever's going on and where you are.
Well, that's an excellent thing. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you got some knucklehead that's being a knucklehead, and you know, obviously, you know, direct confrontation, because no one ever drinks and goes to an A&M football game. I don't know if you know that or not. There's no imbibing going on whatsoever. But, you know, if direct confrontation is not a good idea, and I can see that. If I'm there with my kids and somebody's being stupid, I don't necessarily want to put them at risk by me going down there trying to be a hero.
Sure. But here's my problem. This is hockey. That's part of the culture in hockey, isn't it?
I understand.
Misbehaving?
I understand. I'm just saying it doesn't necessarily. I mean, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
As far as never the two shall meet as far as hockey and terrorism, you would think. But perhaps it's because this is an out-of-the-ordinary event. It's going to be outdoors. There are going to be a lot more people there.
Security scanning may be more difficult.
Sure, sure.
Yep. But no doubt, and we understand. But after all, it's our job to make light of things like that.
Yeah.
All right, Tintel.
Yeah.